Have we heard from the Rob? Is everything okay?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Oh, don't tell me that you never, I've been talking for the last 10 minutes and nobody heard me because I was on mute. That's commanding. I can tell you now, the people in the Beis Midrash all heard me, so I'm not going to repeat myself. If you want to hear what I said, you have to come to the Beis Midrash. That's all. What I said is, I have to go through this again. I'm sorry. What I said is, I was on mute. I didn't realize. What I said is that, first of all, there's a lot of noise because they're taking down all the kapsulot here. So there's a bit of, they're taking down all the wooden and plastic separations that were up. So that's gone. Number two, I said this is the last Vaad until further noticed. Tomorrow there'll be a Shabbos Malchus Vaad. I'm starting next week one as well. I don't know about Erev Pesach. The Monday night, Chovas HaLevavos Vaad will carry on. This Vaad is stopping today until further notice. I'll send out an email. Maybe I'll take a week break and we'll start again. I don't know. Maybe we'll start in Chol HaMoed. I don't know when we're starting again, but right now it's Ben Hazmanim. I don't know about that. But no, there's no Shia, so there's no Zoom, there's no nothing. This Vaad is stopping for till further notice. That's that. Fine. And then I gave a summary of what we did yesterday, which I'm not going to do again. The people in the Beis Midrash are here, and the ones that aren't, I apologize. Not that I don't love you, but I just, and we're on Reish Nun Hei Lufum Tzara Agra. That's where we are. And
Rabbi, I apologize Sheh, for the.
Yeah.
Is it possible to dedicate this year today, the Ilui Nishmas, Yaakov Farage, Yaakov Ner?
Okay.
Thank you.
Should be an aliyah for the neshama. Okay.
Amen.
And then I'll send you the bank account details to send the donation. You wanna dedicate something to a shia as a cost. There's a good reason for that. I'm not going into that one now, but there has to be. Okay. So far. So now we're starting here. I apologize about that. I didn't realize that I thought the mute was off. I put on the recording. I did everything. And if you want to get the 10 minutes that you missed, the recording's available after the shia. It'll be on the website by tomorrow. Adarabba, Kachlim Doine Chazal. I'm on Reish Nun Hei Lefum Tzara Agra. Kachol Shea Tzar Rav Yaisa, Kachol Shea Koshiv Yisurim Gedolim Yaisa, to the extent that the pain and the Yisurim are greater. I see Kinei Te Ata Netia Gedolim Yaisim Leolam Shekuru Toiv. It's a sign that the planting that one's doing here, the investment that one's doing here, is greater in Lo'ilam Shekulu Toiv. We don't live in this world for this world. We live in this world for the next world. In the next world, you don't have Gaboyim sitting on your head knocking wood while you're trying to give a shir. That doesn't happen in the next world. In this world, Nufum Tzar Agra, we get paid more for the learning we're doing now. We get paid more for the learning we're doing now because of the Tzar. Yeah, that's the world. Now we have to understand one thing. Why is it like that? Why does it have to be that way? It is that way. Good. That's what Hashem wants. Why does it have to be that way? He's a marshal. Chayinu ba'olam hazeh mushulalim la'adam shebiyodeh moynach tapuach. This world is like a person who has in his hand an apple. Shtev shiriyot omdot lifonov. Lo ichles ha-tapuach, potato. Lekabel memenu anor regiz v'cholefes, ulechalufin, leitnaze miyachiles ha-tapuach, letomenu sebadama, ilochakot ad shiikre v'itzmach ilan shalem. He can take this apple or this orange or whatever, potato, you can take it and you can eat it. You get a lot of benefit, a lot of pleasure from it. It's an amazing thing. Apple's an unbelievable gilu Hashem in the world. Or he can withhold from eating it. Yeah, with an apple, you can eat the apple and still do this. Let's say that's a potato is a bad example. Or you can plant it in the ground, wait for it to rot. Yeah, wait for the new ones to sprout and then you have a whole tree. And then you'll have hundreds and hundreds of whatever it was that you planted. V'shum oimedes b'yod abreira. Now he has another choice. Should he take the fruit of this tree or whatever that he grew? Should he sell them and with the money he'll be able to get other benefits? Or no, take those and plant those as well. Now he'll have a whole pardes, and then he'll have a whole world, and he'll have the whole world will become one big apple pardes if you want, or potato field, or whatever you want. Well, that's his choice. Like I said, a child takes the immediate pleasure and avoids the long-term benefit. An adult puts off the immediate pleasure for the long-term benefit. So he doesn't eat it, he plants it, grows, and he gets more. Do you eat the egg or do you let it hatch? Just don't drop it while you're waiting for it to hatch, that's all. In this world, we're planting. In order to reap the fruits in the next world. Every investment that a person makes in this world for the benefit in the Olam Haba, in the eternal world, is a vitur, it's a foregoing, a small pleasure in this world, in order to, with the hope that one will get much greater pleasure in the next world. That's what an adult does. In the Moshe Tapuchim HaRevech Mugbal, in the example we gave about the apples, the fruit, whatever that you planted, the profit is limited. However big the profit will be, it's limited. It's also not certain. Who knows? You'll plant it. Who knows what can happen? There can be floods. There can be, who knows what happens? Maybe you won't get apples. Like I said, maybe you'll drop the egg while you're waiting for it to hatch. But in Olam Haba, the Einak Balot, the Kol Shenashkia Yaisa Haravochim Gedolim Umitcharvim Ba'ifin Vadel Logvu. Whatever person plants in this world, the Revach, the profit in the next world, first of all, is infinite. It's infinite. We have no idea what that means. If you want to have a taste, a little taste of what it means you can eat as much shawarma as you want, and it keeps getting more and more delicious. Yeah, if you have one shawarma, it's gewaldic. You have a second one, you're ready. By the third one, you want to, and by the fourth one, you never want to see a shawarma and you laugh again. In Olam Haba Lamashal, you'll eat shawarmas the whole day and they just get more and more delicious. That's eternal pleasure. That's not really what it is, but it's a mashal. The pleasure just keeps growing and growing and growing. So you'll forego a small pleasure. Yeah, the reward in the next world is much, much, much more pleasure. Not much more, but qualitatively a different type of pleasure, because that's finite and that's infinite. The biggest pleasure in this world, which will be made up, if you want to know what the biggest pleasure in this world is, take all the pleasure that everybody ever had in this world, everyone that ever lived, take all the pleasures you had, all the pleasures you've had in your life, yeah, and squeeze them into one moment. Then take all the pleasure of your family and squeeze that into one moment. Then take all the pleasure of the town you live in and take all the pleasure of the whole world and squeeze that into one moment. You still haven't got there, because what about all the doiras that came before? You have to take all the pleasure that ever was in this world, all the pleasure that ever was in this world, and squeeze it into one moment, sha'achas, yeah? And that doesn't even get to the whiff of the pleasure that's waiting for us in Olam Haba. Chazal call it kairas ruach. All the pleasure of this world, sha'achas, is not worth one moment of kairas ruach. Kairas ruach means not the pleasure itself, just the whiff of the pleasure. The smell of the chicken soup, not even the chicken soup itself. You come on Friday night from shul and there's that smell of chicken soup in the house. You know that smell? That's kairas ruach. So all the pleasure that ever was and will be squeezed into one moment doesn't match even the smell of the chicken soup in Olam Haba. That's how much pleasure there is there. So you give up a pleasure here, and what do you get instead? Infinite. infinite. That's a worthwhile endeavor. And it's Vaday, because it's been promised. And if Hashem makes a promise here, then he keeps his promises. In this world, the person eats the apple, so he gets a certain amount of pleasure. There's no question. When you eat an apple, you should have enormous pleasure from that. Apples are unbelievable pleasure, fantastic pleasure, that the genius in an apple can prove to you that there's a God. Person knows how to look at an apple properly, you have an open proof of the creator of the universe. Open proof. So there's enormous pleasure in eating an apple. If you invest two, you'll get two. You invest four, you'll get four. When it comes to the infinite spiritual rewards and benefits, it's infinite. So there's no gvul. To the extent that the investment is bigger, we're talking about to the extent that the investment's bigger, the reward is bigger, but not just bigger. It's a completely different metzias. It's infinite. There's no way you can measure that reward. Chazal described that reward by saying all the pleasure that ever was and will be in this world doesn't add up to the smell of the reward of that next world. And even that doesn't describe it properly, but that's how Chazal describe it. It means there's no way to describe the pleasure. For the smallest investment in this world, the reward is infinite.
We will get, but what is important is...
We should try and serve Hashem not worrying about the reward, but you're getting the reward anyway. You can't deny it. So fine. That's not why you're doing it, but you need to know that you're getting it. And one of the Memches Kinyanei Torah is waiting for that pleasure. Why? Because Hashem wants to give it to you. Yeah, you have to understand one thing very important here. Big Yesod here. I'm glad you raised this question. We said that many times, that Hashem created the world because he wants to give us that pleasure. So we have to want that pleasure. That's not why we do the mitzvahs. Shmuel Zot, you do the mitzvah, L'shem Shemaim. But built into the L'shem Shemaim of doing the mitzvahs is, that's what Hashem wants. When you do the mitzvahs in order to get the reward, you're doing what Hashem wants you to do because he wants to give you the reward. So we don't serve Hashem almanat lekabel pras. That's not why we do it. I'm not doing it because I want the reward. I'm doing it because I want you, Hashem, to be able to do what you want, which is give me the reward. That's duck. It's more duck. More duck, but for sure, that's a big pleasure in doing the rotzen Hashem, is knowing that you're doing what he wants. Haboyche ba'mo Yisrael. What does he want? He wants Am Yisrael. He chose us. He wants us. What does it say? Hashem's got lots of things to do during the day, but he wants to listen to me saying Psukah Zimra. That's what it says. So when you're saying Psukah Zimra, why are you doing it? Because that's what Hashem wants you to be doing, and it's giving him enormous pleasure. He's boiche b'ze. He wants that. So when you do it, you're giving Hashem kviyochol the pleasure of your Psukah Zimra. They should put that at the beginning of Psukah Zimra. It comes at the end when it's too late. You suddenly realize, wow, I just babbled of Psukah Zimra. I didn't realize Hashem was actually listening and enjoying that and getting pleasure from our performance. That's what he wants. He wants one. So he wants to give me the reward. So why shouldn't I want it? Gives him pleasure, so I'm prepared to earn it. But I'm not doing it because I want the prize. I'm doing it because I want him to get the pleasure of giving the reward. Yeah, okay. There was never a generation, you need to know this. There was never a generation that had the ability to generate so much Kedusha. To be able to be mevate and to be able to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. Ad lifnei 10 or 20 shana, make that 30, 40 years, גם יהודי אשר חס ולילה נכנס בו רוח שטוס ורוצה חס ולילה צייט ולהענו ישמין אוילם. Get a Jew, this nechnas a ruach shtus, and he wanted to go get not such kosher pleasures from this world. Hayadayim ugbal, he was very limited in what he could do. Lo bekalut hayoichel ishtatef bepitu oilam. It's not yet easy for him to go drown himself in the schmutz of the world. Kamisha bal imtsoyim lo yel oilam hagodl hagdol malat zielo boifen biltim ugbal. Even somebody who had enormous means to go get whatever he wants, but he's still limited. The world doesn't have enough to offer him all the pleasures that he wants. Lo kach b'yameinu. Today the world's changed radically, radically. Our grandparents living wherever they lived, whether it was in the villages in Morocco or the villages in Kovno, wherever they were living, okay? If they had Yetzer Hara to do illicit things, of ma'od mugbal, what they could do. You know, even if they wanted to go to the big city to, you know, express their desires, they're lo kol kach pashut. Just traveling in those days, getting around, wasn't so straightforward. He was limited in what he could do. Today, a person has in his pocket something with one push of the button, he has access to the entire tumor of the entire world. We know that. He said 10, 20 years ago, because this was written 20 years ago. I'm talking 30 years ago, let's say. Even less. 25 years ago, the internet wasn't even something that most people had. 20 years ago, most people didn't have email. It happened very quickly, this. Today, a person has a machshev, he has an iPhone, he's connected to all the tumah and the schmutz in the world that ever was and ever will be. כל אחד יאכל אנויס חס וחלילה משול בעידוד העולם ומייצי בשפע בקלות באינטרנט. You have access to all the עולם הגוי, all the עולם הטומה, with as much as you want, בלי סוף. אין צריך להסתובב במועס הפיילס או ברחובס מוטנופים. He doesn't have to walk in the dark alleyways. He doesn't have to travel. He doesn't have to put on big day shochol, like the Gemara says, and go hide himself and go do things that are not so kosher. You can sit in the comfort of his wherever he is, and he's in the entire world. That's a big nishoyin. And at the same time, it's an unbelievable opportunity for gadlus. The great gedolim of the previous generations never had the ability to generate kedusha like that. If they wanted to create kedusha, they had to dredge up kedusha from creating yesh me'ayin kedusha. A Jew today just has to say no. That's all. How many things did Rabbi Akiva Eiger have to say no to? Your great-grandfather, how many things were there that he had to say no to? He was so busy just trying to eke out a living, he didn't have time to be meshuga. That's why they weren't meshuga. They were healthy, normal people because they were too busy just trying to survive. Today, first of all, we have untold time on our hands. Unbelievable amounts of time on our hands. Unbelievable time on our hands. And second of all, we have access to the whole world. So when you say no, Do you know what you're creating? Do you know how much kedusha you're generating? Because that's what kedusha is. How much vitu, how much foregoing the pleasures of this world that you have access to? There was never a generation that was this great in that area. Kola olam notu b'yodo. The entire world is in the palm of your hand, literally, and you can say no. And not only that, but you're alone in this nisoid. This is not an attack on Klal Yisrael. This is an attack on every individual Jew by Shehu Sham. Only when Hashem knows what's going on. Sometimes a person finds himself down, low, depressed, someone insulted him, someone hurt him, had a financial challenge, he's got a child that's driving him a sugar, whatever. And he feels, you know, he feels down. And that's when a person starts muttering for himself all sorts of things. Now, normally he didn't have access to the things, so he didn't do them. And the sadness went away. With the push of the button, he can temporarily get rid of all his boredom and all the hole in his heart. All that emptiness he's feeling now, he can fill up. Obviously, it's temporary. It doesn't last. That's why he needs more and more and more. As I used to push more buttons, go to more places, waiting for that high that's never going to happen. That's what addiction is. It's chasing the first high you had and never getting it, needing more and more and more and more until it kills you. The same here. There's a hole in his heart. There's a sadness. So it temporarily makes him feel better, and then he gets on, and then he crashes again. Every time he doesn't fix up the hole in his heart. If he would deal with the hole in his heart, then the problem would go away. As Rav Miller once said, from Gates, he said, no garage ever yearned for a car. But everybody's buying new cars all the time because you have to have a new car. But it's not the garage that needs the car. It's the hole in your heart that needs the car. So the new car fills your heart for a few days or a few months, and then the dazzle goes away, and then the hole's still there. So now you need two new cars, or a fancier car, or a spaceship, or a whatever. You need more and more. Yesh mona roitzim asayim, because the mona didn't work. Kolzman, the mona didn't make you feel better for a long time, so now you try 200, then you try 400, then you try 800. That's yesh mona roitzim asayim. That's the whole yisod of Chazal. See how much wisdom there is in Chazal? People go to university and study this for 7 years in universities to get degrees in psychology. Yeah, it's 6 lines in a Tosfos. Yeah, that's what we have. But that's an issue of this generation. In 1 second, a person can be mamish in memte share tuma without too much effort. Lechein. If a person will withstand this nisoyin, if he's mevate, he withstands this nisoyin. He doesn't take that instant gratification. He pushes it off. In that moment, he's planted unbelievable amounts of seeds in Olam Haba. He'll have unbelievable, untold pleasures in the world to come just for that one moment of no. We live in a very low door shuffle, door yosem. We have all the negative descriptions of this generation which people use. We are faced with unbelievably difficult nisoinus that overwhelm us on a day-to-day basis. But if we'll guard every little effort we make, that God's our kedusha, our tara, we'll become part of the inner circle troops, the honor guard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've just taken over all the banks in the world. You've just become the richest man in the world. A good investment, a good businessman understands that there's unbelievable profits to be made here. Business is based on one yesod. Yeah? What is that yesod? What's the yesod of all business? No, you guys, if you're not businessmen, you should be in the best midrash more. I assume you're not in the best midrash because you're out there making bucks. No. Oh, you have to buy cheap and sell expensive. That's it. Buy cheap, sell expensive. That's all business. Everything else is just the fill in the details. But every successful business sold for more than they bought. Or their profit is more than the expenses. The income, for sure. That's this world. For 1 second of investment here, for a little bit of time, for $1 in this world, you can buy entire blocks in Manhattan, in the Olam Haba. I will just finish here the paragraph. Every minute a person's still breathing, he can earn Olam Haba. You have to utilize this time properly in order to have what's waiting for us. Dafka when a Jew's surrounded by suffering and difficulties and problems, even when he's down and miserable and broken and he's suffering, whatever, but in those moments he does little pinprick, avoid us Hashem's. The reward he gets is untold. That can turn a person's life around big time. Big time. Can make a person run to do Avodas Hashem. And it doesn't have to be big, all for nothing, all or nothing, great big maisim. So little things you do on a day-to-day basis. You know, you had a nice word to say to somebody, you had a smile for somebody, you helped somebody, you had a taiva to do something and you opened a mishnah and you learned one mishnah instead of whatever. You came into the base midrash, you know, for 5 minutes. That's big. After davening, you sit and learn something for 3 minutes instead of rushing off to whatever you're rushing off to. The reward for that is infinite. Infinite pleasure on the back of that. That's the Emunah and Tchias HaMaisim. That's what it had to be used for. So that's Hashem. We're going to take a short break here. We haven't done that for over a year. The last time we took a break from this Vaad was over a year ago. So I think I'm entitled to some unpaid leave. Talat. So I'm going to take some unpaid leave, Bezrat Hashem, and we'll get back. Whatever, I'll send out an email if the Olam's interested, whatever, you'll let me know what you want to do. I have to get ready, somehow find some time to get ready for Pesach. So I'm going to take a break, and Bezrat Hashem, we'll be back, Ben Azmanim, whatever, on Zoom, and then otherwise after Ben Azmanim, all being equal, as long as the kapsulot are still down, we'll be back in the Beis Midrash from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, whenever that is, but we'll send out emails.
Tomorrow,
Bezrat Hashem, and next week also should still be fine. And Monday night, Chovas HaLevavos, for those that come, will still be this week in Chovas HaLevavos Shas Batochen. We're going to be dealing with the sugya of what Hashem wants you to do with the money you don't need to live off. The extra money that a person has, that we're going to be dealing with, the Batochen a person has to have in relation to those extra funds you have. So that's on Monday night, Bezrat Hashem. Tov, have a wonderful day, a wonderful Chodesh, a wonderful Shabbos, and Shkoach Godel for keeping this thing going. This has been an amazing achievement that we kept this going through. We'll sit back and we'll unravel the year that was and write the Megillah for ourselves of what we went through this last year. You'll see it was some amazing, amazing year. And that's a shame. We'll be able to celebrate it and we'll be able to celebrate back together. Trying to have a breakfast share. Maybe that's the next thing to strive for is a breakfast share. I'll pee the klalim of Mizrada Briyut, you know. It means no bagels. Because Mizrada Briyut say that it's unhealthy to eat too much bread. So, okay. Zagazun, take good care.
Kaltiv.
Diane.